Good morning. The new year is a time for new beginnings. It signifies the ending of one chapter and the beginning of another. In Buddhism, we are taught the truth of impermanence, and we are encouraged to embrace change and to be open to the opportunities it offers. Tomorrow, I begin a new chapter in my life, as I will be moving to Berkeley, California, to continue my training for full-time ministry at the Institute of Buddhist Studies. I'm excited for this opportunity to fulfill my calling, but I'm also sad to be leaving family, friends, and the wonderful Sangha of Mo'ili'ili Honganji. It's amazing to think that this Dharma journey began over 19 years ago, when I first walked into the doors of this temple as a young college graduate. I'm so grateful for the many Dharma friends and teachers I have encountered along the way. The following quote by Melody Beattie captures everything I am feeling as I embark on this path. She says, "Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." I celebrated the new year, as I always do, by returning home to Hilo to spend time with family. On New Year's Day, I awoke to find a beautiful morning, brimming with hope and anticipation for the journey ahead. After having a bowl of ozoni, I joined my dad as he took his dog for a walk to the river near his house. "This is the river of my youth, where I spent so many hours swimming, playing, and catching swordtail and opai." As we walked around the barricade the county installed a number of years ago to prevent cars from driving through, I began to see the familiar sights of a place that I knew so well. As we continued down the path, we walked through the icy cold mountain water that spilled across the road. How many years had it been, I thought, as we continued making our way through the river. As I stood in the middle of the road, with water rushing over my feet, I closed my eyes and listened to the sounds of nature. Listened to the familiar sounds of birds and the swiftly moving water crashing on rocks. It was the same, but different. It's true that you can never step into the same river twice. The river endures, but the water is ever flowing, ever changing. This is the truth of our lives, which is continually changing and evolving. As I stood there, I touched my past and said the Nembutsu in gratitude for that moment, and for the place I had come from. After leaving my dad's place, I stopped by my grandparents' old house. No one was home, as my uncle who lives there decided to leave town for the holidays. Now, this was the first New Year's since my grandma's passing at the age of 100 last January, and this was the first time we didn't have the usual family gathering with all the relatives and attendants. Again, the lesson of change, of impermanence. I walked around to the back of the house and strolled through the garden of my youth. The garden was bare, as they had stopped planting vegetables years ago, but there were still a few anthuriums that my grandparents had cultivated. I remember always having the freshest vegetables and the most beautiful anthuriums growing up. The land and the bounty it produced was an important part of life for our family. And so I stood in the middle of the moss-covered garden, closed my eyes, and said the Nembutsu in gratitude for my family and in memory of my grandparents. My grandmother, Hatsuyo Higa, is the reason for my undertaking this journey to full-time ministry. Last January, as her birth in the Pure Land was imminent, I flew home to Hilo to be with her as she was in hospice care. I was fortunate to have had the opportunity to sit with her as both a grandson and as a minister. Being fully present as she neared the fulfillment of her human existence was a sacred moment. I had the privilege of bearing witness to the truths that Shakyamuni Buddha taught us of old age, of sickness, and of death. And as I sat with her, I quietly repeated the Nembutsu and extended thoughts of loving kindness to this amazing woman who gave me so much unconditional love and support. And I said thank you. I truly felt the presence of great wisdom and compassion, embracing my grandmother and welcoming her home. This experience reminds me of the time when I truly felt the presence of Amida Buddha in my life, and when I decided to pursue ordination as a priest. Several years ago, my mom's longtime companion, who I considered a second father, passed away from a long battle with cancer. For almost 2 years prior, my mom served as his primary caregiver, taking him to chemotherapy sessions, doctor's visits, and all the things associated with major illness. And as the cancer spread throughout his body and his journey to the Pure Land got closer, I realized something truly special and remarkable, that in the act of caring for him, my mom showed me that great wisdom and compassion does indeed exist, that Amida's vow is real, and what Shinran taught has meaning in my life. My family's journey through illness gave me an opportunity to reflect on my own human condition and to test my faith in the Dharma. All these experiences remind me that life is where Amida truly exists, and that the vow has the power to give us strength and to sustain us in times of need. I'm so fortunate to have encountered the Dharma taught by Shinran. His life and his teachings serve as an example on how to live a life of gratitude in the Nembutsu. Shinran is a true friend, a companion, and a guide on our journey of awakening. As I spent most of last year reflecting on these experiences, I realized that ministry is my true calling, that learning and sharing the Dharma is exactly what I need to be doing with my life. I'm truly grateful for the working of Dharma in my life and for the compassionate embrace of Amida Buddha. Thank you for being part of this remarkable journey. There are no goodbyes, for we are always connected by Namo Amida Butsu. Please take care. Until we see each other again. Aloha.